Back continues unabated. An article by Dar Jamel, July 6, 2009, on truthout.org. It starts out with a quote, "Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectful and to give appearance of solidarity to pure wind," by George Orwell. The article begins. On July 4th in Baghdad, Vice President Joe Biden, who campaigned with Barack Obama on a platform of ending the occupation of Iraq, found himself in one of a former Iraq dictator Saddam Hussein's lavish buildings, the Al-Fah Palace. While one of Saddam Hussein's thrones sat on the side of the room, Biden presided over a swearing-in ceremony for 237 soldiers who are becoming U.S. citizens. Speaking of the ceremony, Biden said, "We did it in Saddam's palace, and I can think of nothing better. The SOB is rolling over in his grave right now." Perhaps the irony of both the scene and his statement were lost to Biden. For if Saddam Hussein was rolling in his grave, the reason would have less to do with one of his palaces being used as a naturalization center for U.S. soldiers, and more to do with the fact that the U.S. government has no intention of withdrawing from Iraq anytime soon. "We have passed the June 30th deadline that, according to the Status of Force Agreement, SOFA, S-O-F-A, signed between U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker and Iraq Foreign Minister Hoshayar Zabari on November 17, 2008, was the date of U.S. forces were to have been withdrawn from all Iraq cities. Today, however, there are at least 134,000 U.S. soldiers in Iraq, a number barely lower than the number that were there in 2003. In addition, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates testified on June 9th that the United States would maintain an average of at least 100,000 troops in Iraq through fiscal year 2010. The SOFA is a sieve, and a number of U.S. military personnel in Iraq is remaining largely intact for now. Add to the 134,000 U.S. soldiers almost the exact number of military contractors, 132,610 and increasing. 36,161 of which, according to the recent Department of Defense reports, are U.S. citizens. While the military and the most corporate media would like you to believe that from now on no U.S. soldier will step foot in Iraq cities, U.S. military patrols in them ongoing and will continue. In addition, there is an assumption that the U.S. military bases within Iraq city limits would be moved. For example, U.S. Army Forward Operating Base Falcon, home to 3,000 U.S. troops, is clearly within the city limits of Baghdad. But the U.S. military officials working with Iraqis and the U.S.-supported Iraqi government have other ideas. Quote, "We and the Iraqis decided it wasn't in the city," end quote, a military official told Christian Science Monitor. Thus, city lines are redrawn to the convenience of the U.S. military to render certain bases and forward operating bases outside of Iraq cities. While military commanders claim to have handed over 142 military outposts around Iraq to the Iraqis, U.S. troops will continue to occupy 320 other outposts around Iraq. Meanwhile, the Democratic-controlled Congress just passed a war-spending bill that allocated over $100 billion more dollars for the ongoing occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan, and the military and military contractors in Iraq is busily expanding and augmenting new bases in rural areas of Iraq. In fact, they are even building new bases in Iraq. Furthermore, at least 50,000 troops will remain in Iraq until at least the end of 2011, despite the fact that according to SOFA agreement, all U.S. combat forces will leave Iraq by December 31st, 2011. A July 30 referendum vote on the SOFA is scheduled to take place in Iraq, despite attempts by the Obama administration to postpone the referendum. It appears as though the vote will take place. Considering the fact that according to the recent polls, 73% of Iraqis oppose the presence of U.S. forces, the referendum is legitimate, will put Obama and administration's long-term plans for Iraq in jeopardy, as the vote could force U.S. forces out of Iraq as they would no longer be under the legal protection of the SOFA. Although we can only speculate as to whether the referendum will actually reflect the will of the Iraq people, there will be two outcomes. One, due to Kurdish and Sunni opposition to withdraw U.S. forces, Malachi postpones the referendum. The U.S., which is also interested in maintaining the SOFA, supports Malachi in the delay they, Obama administrators, have previously pushed for. Number two, the Malachi regime overcomes the opposition and does not interfere with carrying out the vote of the results of the referendum, which will most likely reflect the will of the Iraq people to have U.S. forces withdraw from Iraq completely. This would mean that the Malachi regime does not want U.S. forces to remain in Iraq, feels strongly enough to finally stand on its own, and is prepared to settle scores with formerly U.S.-backed Sahwi forces, Sunni militia, to establish absolute control in Baghdad. Regardless of the outcome, it is clear that Iraq is further down the road of Balkanization, a plan that Biden has supported for years, to have Iraq split into three rump states. There is already evidence for this, for as Iraq refugees in Syria and Jordan have been forced to return home due to funding to support them having been cut due to the Malachi regime pressuring hosting countries, as well as the UN, to have them return. Those returning have been unable to return to their homes. Instead, they are being forced to relocate to either Sunni or Shia areas. Moreover, the Iraq government has been making no effort to help them return to their original homes, which indicates the Malachi regime is interested in supporting the Balkanization of Iraq. Nevertheless, again, we find the U.S. policy of long-term, indefinite occupation of Iraq to be at loggerhead with the will of the vast majority of the Iraq people. From June 28th to July 5th, at least 82 Iraqis were killed, 225 wounded, which amounts to another typical week of U.S. occupation of their country. Let us watch how the Obama administration reacts to the referendum at the end of this month, since President Obama is clearly not interested in withdrawing from Iraq any more than he is interested in withdrawing from Afghanistan.